Up next on Downtown, it is time for The Game Plan, brought to you by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor with full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit creative-ps.com. And by ClearPoint Capital, call Mike Toole at 307-7718. Maine Black Bear football on the road at UAlbany tomorrow afternoon. Here to break it down right here in studio, my broadcast partner, Bob Lucy. Hello, Robert.
Hi, Richard. Looking forward to this game?
Absolutely. Yeah, not so much the trip, but a long drive.
Yes,
long drive out there. But, you know, you'll be filling my head with statistics and background information, so I feel like we'll be incredibly prepared for this one.
Well, I think we will. We'll probably talk a little bit about some of the characteristics of a Great Dane as well.
Bonus right there. Well, let's talk about these Great Danes. An Albany team that had a great run, in many ways mirrored what Maine did in 2018, getting to the national semifinals last year.
Yeah, they had an outstanding season, Rich. They were 11-4 overall, including a 7-1 record in the CAA. They advanced to the FCS semifinals, where they lost eventually to South Dakota State 59-0. But in the first round, they beat Richmond 41-13. And in the second round of the playoffs, they beat Idaho on the road 30-22. They racked up 50 sacks in those 15 games and only allowed 87.7 rushing yards per game.
Well, this year's team, a little bit different, starting with the fact that they lost their superstar quarterback, Reese Poffenbarger, to the transfer portal.
Yeah, he went to Miami, Rich, and they brought in Miles Burkett. And he was a transfer from Wisconsin, where he played for 2 seasons and 2 games. Didn't play a lot. He was 4 of 5 passing for 84 yards, but he put up eye-popping stats in the state of Wisconsin in high school. He was the Wisconsin AP and Gatorade Player of the Year as a senior. And listen to these stats. Over his career, he threw for 6,483 passing yards and 71 passing touchdowns, and he had 1,054 rushing yards and 14 rushing touchdowns. So he's an outstanding player. He's gotten off to a good start. So far, he's passed for 761 yards in 3 games and 3 touchdowns. And he also runs the ball pretty well, 27 rushes for 28 yards.
Although he's only completed just over half of his pass attempts this year, but they've had a tough schedule. Albany is 1-2, but that includes a loss to an FBS opponent, I believe West Virginia, and a big loss to a nationally ranked opponent in Idaho out of the FCS ranks.
Yeah, their first game was against LIU. They won that game 27-21. Then they were on the road at West Virginia, lost that game 49-14, and lost to Idaho 41-13. So they had a bye last week, so they should be fresh and healthy coming into this game.
Or a little bit rusty and stagnant, as we've often seen with teams coming off a bye week. We'll hope for that one.
Yeah, well, Maine has lost 11 of their last 12 games after a bye, but all positive right now.
All right. Let's talk about the Black Bears. Evened up their record at 2-2 last week, a non-conference game down at Merrimack. The Bears fell behind early, some strange circumstances, a scoop and score for a touchdown. Maine scored, went for a 2-point conversion and didn't get that, and found themselves trailing by 9 at the half. The Black Bear team we saw, though, after intermission, was the best Black Bear football team we've seen this year.
Absolutely. They played with passion. They played complementary football. Offensively, they did a nice job with that run-pass mix. They made them defend the whole field. And then defensively, it was swarm-level pursuit, a smothering defense in the second half.
Shut them out in the second half to get that victory 26-15. Now, conference game number 2 against UAlbany. And let's start with the defense. The Black Bears now giving up 210 rushing yards per game, a 204 through the air, 30 points per game. But boy, the thing they did best last week, Bob, was limit third down success.
Yeah, they really did. They only allowed 1 of 14 conversions on third down, Rich. And I thought their defensive line played great the whole game. They stopped the ground game. They pressured the quarterback. and they did an outstanding job.
Now, you talked about Miles Burkett and his numbers this season. He's got some talented receivers, including transfer Seven McGee. I love the name. Marquise Dietz, who we've seen before. Levi Wentz, Jackson Parker. What they don't seem to have is much of a running game, at least through the first 3 weeks.
And no, they don't. They are only averaging a league low 72.7 rushing yards per game. They have two rushing touchdowns, and they're last in the league with 2.3 yards per rush. So I'm sure they've been working on that, particularly with the bye week, Rich, and trying to get that ground game going. They have a younger offensive line. They do have some guys that have played quite a bit of football there. Ozzie Hutchinson, the left tackle, got hurt in the LIU game. Hasn't played the last 2 weeks, but he is on their depth chart as starting this week. He was all CAA second team last year in 14 games. They also have an outstanding right guard, Will Morata, a 6'5", 325-pound senior. He had 15 games he played in last year, and he was all CAA third team. So they've got a number of experienced offensive linemen. They've got some youth in there as well. But I think that's going to be the key to get the ground game going, is to get that good play from their offensive line. And they've got guys that can run. Griffin Waddell, one of their top backs, was the CAA Offensive Rookie of the Year last year, and he was an FCS Freshman All-American. He had 892 rushing yards, 255 receiving yards, 8 rushing touchdowns, and 4 receiving touchdowns last year. And Faisal Aiden, a 5'7", 214-pound grad student from Salt Lake City, Utah, had a career-high 141 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns at Maine last year.
Although the two of them have done nothing so far, Waddell averaging less than 3 yards a carry, Aiden averaging only 3.3. For the Maine D, do what you did last week. Continue that strong play up front. I thought, we've talked about it on the air, Jacob Tuiasosopo playing his best football and getting some big contributions from Shamel Davis.
Absolutely, Rich. Tuiasosopo on the season's got 18 tackles, 2.5 tackles for a loss, 1.5 sacks. Shamel Davis, 12 tackles, 2 tackles for a loss and a sack. And then the play of guys like John Costanza. He's been outstanding over the course of this season. 14 tackles, 1.5 tackle for a loss. Isaiah Henderson, the BC transfer, has been playing really well. And then Xavier Holmes, second on the team in tackles. He's got 24 tackles, 3 tackles for a loss, and 1.5 sacks. That was definitely his best game of the season.
We're talking with Bob Lucy. It's the game plan. Albany and Maine tomorrow afternoon, a 3:30 start. Let's switch over to the Black Bear offense, which looked very good in the second half last week. And Carter Peavy, I thought, turned in his best game as a Black Bear quarterback.
I did as well, Rich. He was 17 of 26 for 225 yards passing. He had 2 passing touchdowns. He rushed 15 times for 28 yards. But he's so poised. He keeps his head downfield when he's running and scrambling. He shovel passed a couple of people and moved the chains. And he throws a very catchable ball. And I just think he's very good in terms of his decisiveness and decision-making.
Great to see Joe Gillette back involved in the offense. He had a number of big catches in the win last week at Merrimack.
Yeah, he really did. 4 receptions for 86 yards, led Maine in receiving yards, made a big play along the sideline, pulled the ball away from a defensive back who had compression sock coverage. He's that kind of guy, Rich. He's got great speed, he's got a good vertical jump, and he knows how to compete.
This Albany team that got to the Final Four last year through the strength of their defense as well, again, have struggled defensively early on, giving up 443 yards per game and allowing 37 points. Again, up against some pretty good competition, but the Black Bears feel like they can move the ball. What'll be interesting to see is which running back they lean on. They've really been cycling through their 3 backs. Tavian Banks with the most impressive yards per carry numbers, averaging 5.5, but we saw a little more of Jahari Martin last week.
Yeah, I think it'll still be a mix of a number of different running backs, probably mostly Banks and Martin. I mean, I think they give Maine 2 different strengths. Martin is a big, physical, powerful guy, runs between the tackles. Banks can kind of hit the hole a little quicker and bounce around, and he's pretty elusive. But I think that this could be the game that really gets Maine's ground game going. And I think Jahari Martin, I look for him to have a good game as well as Banks in this one. And I think Maine's offensive line played much better in that game with Merrimack in that second half. We saw them opening up some holes. We saw better protection. That's one of the things that Maine has to improve on, though. They've allowed 13 sacks. That's 15th out of 16 teams in the league right now. And fortunately, Maine got 3 sacks last weekend and forced 3 turnovers defensively. But Maine's got to protect the pocket better, I think.
Maine's special teams have been playing well. Aiden Cadigan, a constant really for 2 years now for Maine, averaging better than 43 yards per punt. And Joey Bryson missed an early one last week, but I thought it was a nice confidence booster for him to come back with 2 second-half field goals.
Yeah, absolutely, Rich. He's a hard worker. He really takes a lot of pride in what he does. On the season, he's 4 of 6 on field goals, got a long of 34 yards. But those 2 that he hit in the fourth quarter against Merrimack were huge.
And we know Albany will do what most teams try to do on kickoffs, and that's not give Trevin Ewing a chance to return it because he's as dangerous as anybody in the CAA.
No question about it. He leads the CAA right now with 33.88 yards per kickoff return. Took back that one kickoff for 98 yards and a touchdown. He is scary back there. Maine has got to get him, I think, as a wideout down the field vertically because he has that speed to take the top off of defense.
Been an interesting series. Albany's won the last couple. Before that, Maine had won 7 in a row. But what we've seen quite often is some very, very close games in this matchup.
Yeah. 8 games out of the 17 in this series have been decided by 4 points or less, including a game at Albany in 2022, like we've never seen before. Maine lost 23-21, but I believe they got a score on a 3rd untimed down, which was just incredible.
Some of the most curious officiating we've seen in our 28 years in that one.
It was wild.
Indeed, it was. Well, it should be a fun game. Tomorrow afternoon at 3:30 start, the Black Bears and the Great Danes. Can you share one little Great Dane nugget, Bob, about the breed?
Oh, there's so many things, Richard, but it's a German breed of large mastiff sighthound, which descends from hunting dogs of the Middle Ages used to hunt bears, wild boar, and deer. They were also used as guardian dogs of German nobility. I'll leave you with that. They're mild-mannered, and they're a gentle giant.
But if they're a sighthound, then perhaps deception would work well against them.
That could be, Rich.
Right, there you go. It's the game plan for Black Bear football at UAlbany tomorrow. Robert, thank you as always.
My pleasure.
Back with more of Downtown right after this.